Or let yourself just get into a comfortable position, take some deep breaths, just to let yourself relax. Let your mind relax and then just invoke that inner friend, that attitude that really allows you to relax. It's hard to relax if there's an inner critic of any sort. And it's easy to relax if you evoke that part of yourself that respects you and likes you and gives you the benefit of the doubt, kind of just appreciates the wonder of having a body and mind, and the wonder of being born, the wonder of being here in this time and place. That part of you that's just interested in what and who you are, what your experiences are. Just relax into that openness, that non-critical. And positively accepting part of yourself. I say part of yourself because other parts may be there, other ways of holding yourself or holding others. But this part is there also. And this is the one we're evoking. As you relax and get yourself into a really comfortable position, just be aware of whatever experiences that you're having. Just let them be without trying to stop them or change them. Any perceptions, sensations, thoughts or feelings, imaginations. Just completely let go. Allow them to be as they are. To stay as long as they want to leave when they're ready to leave. Changing, denying or pushing away any experiences you may be having. Just notice your own presence amidst all of that. Your presence simply is. We're not doing anything. You simply are. Notice your own presence, and now notice whether or not there is any experience that's away from it. Is there some sort of a dividing line between your presence and the experiences that are coming and going, the sensations, the perceptions? The dividing line is not one of distance or space, because space is also in your awareness. There is a difference in quality the experiences that are not away from you are objectifiable, as they fall into the bracket of being known, and they're changing, shifting, rising and setting. Whereas your own presence is not objectifiable, nor need it be. Try to objectify your presence. Nothing happens. You recognize that your presence is known without a subject. It is the subject. Another thing you can notice, you can't change it. Anything objectifiable can be changed, it can be dismissed, you can put it out of your mind, you can turn your back on it, you can get rid of it, you can get rid of the experience, you can change it. Your own presence, you can't change. Push it away, or put a bag over it, turn your back on it. Try to displace it with another thought, a different thought. just notice that we're talking about you when you say your own presence. It's just me, myself. It's just this me, myself, who I am. Is free of change. Is not an object to be dismissed. Notice what you are like. It's so familiar to you. It is you. It's not somebody else. It's not a bigger you or a smaller you. It's not a capital S. Just simply you. Sink into your own presence. Like the pot sinking into the clay. But just let all experience sink into your own presence. Para estar